I'm humored by the sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity that some people in this country accept concerning their representatives on the topic of global terror. Friends, it is not just America that I'm now addressing. I'm addressing the peoples, the governments, and the incumbent representatives on a global scale. We see these officials act rather strangely after the supposed terror attacks. They seem to conglomerate on cue and all ally themselves to condemn the acts, yet not the actors. And in the end, they ask the people to give up their rights while attempting to disarm them for the global good. And additionally, they attempt to forge new powers against the very people that they are supposed to represent. Now, concerning the current Obama administration in America, terror is nothing more than a created battering ram to end up government sovereignty in order to implement new totalitarian government and establish a global government. Just ask Secretary of State under George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice, when she said of Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Adolf Hitler used the same methodology as well as the same philosophy in so many ways. Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war. He perpetuated a war against the enemies that he himself created. His propagandists had the Germans believing that they were under attack, and all the while, it was Hitler who was the one that was doing the attacking. Hitler was also responsible for sending forth his brown shirts to incite the people to chaos so he could play the role of problem solver. 80 million Germans refused to believe Hitler was guilty of these crimes until 12 million innocent people were slaughtered. James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, known as the father of America's Constitution, knew how dictators attempted to overthrow their subjects when he warned, "If tyranny or oppression come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy." Friends, there's nothing new under the sun. This is history simply repeating itself. We have a new devil, dictator wannabe, who thinks he has a new way of establishing an old plan. That plan has failed again and again. Why? It's because truth crushed to the earth will rise again and again and again and again. Our Heavenly Father will not be dethroned no matter how wise man thinks that he is. General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957, "Our government has kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind it." You would think that that was what America was told by the president on September 11th, 2001. Well, it was. What is so self-defeating to the American people is the fact that when Barack Hussein Obama talks of condemning terrorism, that there are some that actually believe what he is saying. I said some. America fails to recollect that it is this president entertaining America's sworn enemies within the four walls of the People's White House as he celebrates Ramadan. This president has sent F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood. He has given them aid to the known sum of over $1.5 billion. He has appointed to Homeland Security advisors with known terrorist ties, as well as releasing five more high-risk detainees from Gitmo just this last week. Now, don't forget the recent appointment of Representative Andre Carson to House Intelligence Committee neither. After the terror attacks in France where 17 people were slaughtered in their streets, we see Barry Satoro, President of the United States of America, fighting to stop anti-jihad articles back here at home. This is the tip of the iceberg with this administration, and do not forget about Barry Satoro in Europe calling for a new world order as he had stated, "There is no other way." Or consider his speech in Brussels States, where he said,
"And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build."
Now, interestingly enough, those that preceded Barack Hussein Obama President George H.W. Bush on September 11, 1991, called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. When the church and the world can jog comfortably along together, you can be sure something is wrong. The world is not compromised. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. If Christians were equally as faithful to the Lord, separated from the world, and living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is compromised, not the world. Catherine Booth, founder of the Salvation Army. And husband to Catherine Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, he rightly stated that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Friends, prophecy fulfilled.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, I need to share some visuals with some people on social media platforms, affiliates. I'll paint the picture for you, of course. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's a media outsource as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. If you want to know who we are and what it is that we've been doing and what it is that we're continuously doing, because we're going to be in Florida next week doing some events with Dr. Frank in Pensacola and all over the state. We got tons of stuff going on over there. So we're going to be out there. And then when we get back, we're going to be doing stuff towards the end of the month in high schools across the country. So again, we are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Read James 2, 14 through 26. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, really what it comes down to is if you're new here especially, this isn't talk radio. This is really do radio. It really is that. It's always been that. As a matter of fact, when we were broadcasting out of Salem Communications in Minneapolis, I remember some of the radio station hosts around said, you know what, I really like that. It's like, well, that's the problem. You can sit there and highlight the problems all that you want to, but if you're not going to be a part of the answer, Isaiah 58, verse 12, you're worthless. You're like clouds without rain. Again, faith without works is dead, right? Again, go back over to the book of James. And so, again, with that, friends, I want to show you some things here. I also want to let you know before I do that, if you want to call in, that number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. Okay, so I don't know if you guys are seeing or hearing how the narrative is rolling out here, but what I want to do is I want to play two different pieces here for you. Again, two different pieces, and I'm going to go back to 1991, and I want you to listen to a narrative that was given to you by, they called him Evil Poppy. They said that he was the evilest man alive during the time or the tenure of his life. You know, everything he did between his birth date and his death date, the dash, right? And I'm talking about George Bush Sr., who called for a new world order over 200 times from the presidential bully pulpit. I also want you to contemplate this before I play this for you. I want you to consider this, friends. They are the ones that continuously said that they wanted a new order. And that what they also said is we can create a new world order out of chaos. So one has to ask the question, who's creating the chaos? The same ones creating the new world order. And we've seen plenty of that in the last how many years? Every decade, there's some major crisis that we find out was conspiratorial. Jeremiah 11:9. We find out that we were lied to again and again and again. I want you to listen carefully as to what this devil, who's now in hell where he belongs, he continued on his sin. He ate the fruit of his own sin, and now he goes, and now he is where sinners go. It's not that the Lord rejected him. He rejected the Lord, put it in scriptural perspective. And with that, let's again listen to him call forth a new world order. Okay, you ready?
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Mr. Bush even went on to declare, out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge.
A new world order can emerge. A new era, freer from the threat of terror. And today, that new world
Hey, isn't it amazing how these soothsayers predict all this, friends? Free from terror. Well, if they want to create a world free from terror, then what do they have to do? They have to get rid of the terrorists. But what do they have to do to create a new order? They have to bring in the terrorists, so they create the terrorists. And if you know anything about the CIA and what it is that they're responsible for, friends, the monsters that have been created and casted it into your mind as the new thing that we need to be careful of, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the list goes on. Folks, these are all created monsters, okay? Because the bottom line is we have a military that could have suppressed, or not only suppressed them, but snuffed them out long ago. So he is, in essence, telling you, friends, everything you need to hear when he says what he says, because they are the creator of the chaos, and then they use the chaos that they created to bring in the new world order. It's the oldest trick in the book. It really, truly is.
A world quite different from the one we've known.
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
There is a chance
after September 11th
to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think only
he's talking,
once.
This is Gary Hart after September 11th.
That is a new world order. Think about this.
9 days later, it was said that President Bush would declare,
every nation and
every
region,
all this, people?
Now has a decision.
You remember all this? Oh, just wait.
Either you are with us.
This narrative is not going anywhere. It's right in front of your face right now. Don't forget about Henry Kissinger when he said that those that reject the New World Order are terrorists. So we see a totalitarian methodology come forth. In other words, they rule by force, not by law. Okay, so the list goes on, and then it goes back all the way to Prescott Bush. But what I was just saying here and commentating this narrative and highlighting these devils here, friends, and showing you what they're pushing forward. We've seen what happened after September 11th, how Gary Kent came forward, Senator, and said, listen, his dad called forth this New World Order. He may use this to establish just that. And then we also heard about how they're ruling through force and not by law. Orwell said back in the 80s that all tyrannies rule through fraud and force. But once the fraud is exposed, what's being exposed today, they must exclusively rely on what? Force. That is a totalitarian system of government. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is because I think people, when they hear that as to the conversation and the narrative that was driven back in the 1990s by the devil, George Bush Sr., it's interesting. People think that has just all gone away. No, it has not. If you paid attention to every single said corporate president that has been installed to do the things that he's done, regardless of the uniparty system, that political system that's been created to divide and conquer, remember, friends, they're all doing the biddings of their masters, and it's the same master that is calling forth this global order. I'm gonna show you this in just a moment, because again, friends, I think a lot of people think that this narrative and this idea of a new world order is all a thing of the past. Wait until you hear J.D. Vance, folks. Right in front of your faces. Right in front of your faces. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Trace Banks, a certified integrative health coach in Charlotte, North Carolina. In my work with clients and physicians, patients, I'm often asked profound questions about God's Word. People want to know where they can find deeper biblical teaching, truth, beyond what they're hearing in their own churches. I point them to Bradley Dean's ministry, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com show, where he challenges listeners to remain firmly rooted in God's Word while boldly standing for liberty and justice within our government. Monday through Saturday at 2 Central Time, for uncompromising truth that motivates action.
BBSradio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704, folks. You want to call in? You want to weigh in, pro or con? Jude 3 and 4, that's up to you. Love hearing from you. I was just highlighting during the first segment, George Bush Sr., who is now in the hell that he sowed into. He reaped what he sowed, Galatians 6, 7, 8, and 9. He was the one that was calling forth a new world order. And he reiterated that narrative over 200 times from the presidential bully pulpit. And a lot of times people think that this is just a thing of the past. Nope, Barack was driving the same thing. Who was installed? He was a foreigner from Kenya. Nobody wanted to listen to that. Clinton, they were driving a new order. Go back to Ford. He was driving a global order. They were all doing the same thing, regardless of what wing that they were playing during that particular time in WWF of politics today. And I just want to let you know the narrative has not changed. They're still driving the same narrative. Many people want to say, well, Revelation 17, 12 comes into play. Well, you know what? It may be, but it's still we're to occupy. Jesus didn't say, you know, seek the Lord to rapture you from responsibility. No, he said his will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And we are called good soldiers who are to endure hardness as we continue continually move forward on the offensive, not on the defensive, in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's what we do here, friends, in Ephesians 5:11, is to continuously be the light that the Lord has called us to be, that he might be glorified. And in doing so, what are we called to do? We're called to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. We're to expose them. And that's exactly what we're doing. So let me go fast forward. And I want you to listen to J.D. Vance. He's as corrupt and as crooked as a dog's hind leg, just like the rest of them. I know a lot of people don't want to come to the conclusion because they want to stay in the little deceptive bubble they've created, but here, I'm here to burst it once again. And I want you to understand that J.D. Vance was a pharmaceutical investor before he came out of nowhere, just like the rest of them. And you guys have all seen the videos, right? And heard the audios of these videos, right, friends, concerning my affiliates, about how J.D. Vance basically conveyed to the world that he had nothing to do with Trump, and Trump is a Nazi, and he's going to have to vote for Hillary Clinton. Rubio did the same thing. Cruz did the same thing, folks. They all do the same thing until they're called to go play and act with the other clowns in the circus of politics, because we all know that the world is the stage. I just wish the people would figure it out. And I also want to let you know that the joke is not on them. The joke is on you. They're laughing at you, people. Now, let me go forward, and I want you to see this, because what I want to do is I want to play out Megyn Kelly. She's another, again, you guys, I don't know what your standard is in life. I know many of you say that Christ is, Acts 17:31, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1. I know what people say, but I also seen what they say and what they do, they don't line up. And what I'm talking about, friends, like what I'm going to show you here, is the profession of Christ by those in the mainstream media, these useful idiots like a Megyn Kelly, who is a filthy-mouthed animal, is what she is. The politicians that are put in front of you, they can claim Christ all that they want to. Entertainers, and even a majority of those that are in the churches of America today, they all profess to be Christian. But again, if you know the Word of God, you're going to find out that their version of Christianity does not line up with the Jesus of the Bible. As a matter of fact, if it lines up to anybody, it's the enemy of their souls. And these people are put into place to do what? Deceive the people. Well, let me play this, and then I'm going to read something right after that from 1 Kings 13:33, a little bit of a commentary real quick. But let's listen to J.D. Vance talk about that global order and how Donald Trump is bringing it in. Listen to this.
Culturally in Europe, what's their crackdowns on free speech? And they just look less and less like we do.
Yeah.
And there's a real question about whether there's a massive shift happening now in terms of world alliances long term.
Well, it's definitely, I think, a new world order. I think the president has sought to it. There's a new world order in trade. There's a new world order in globalization.
And folks, he's not using these coined phrases by accident. It's the same one they've always used. What they're doing is they're just telling you right now that the culmination is now coming into scope. And that's exactly what he's telling you right now. What they've been working on for decades, for matter of fact, for a century and a half, is now coming into fruition, full fruition. And I'm also here to tell you, you know, the ones that have told you this for a long time that were called conspiracy theories or theorists, I just want to kind of notch this one up for them. They told you so. They told you so. And here it is again.
In the way that we invest in our economy versus, you know, foreign supply chains. There's a new world order, and the president is willing to shake up some old alliance structures. I mean, NATO, I think, is much different because of the president's leadership than it was 10 years ago. It was sort of coasting. It was effectively a protectorate of the United States of America. Obviously, you saw what happened in Venezuela. So, yeah, the president is putting a stamp on world history, but fundamentally in an America first way. Like
So he's not hiding anything, friends. And this is brand new. And again, look who's ushering in this global agenda. The useful idiots in Fox News. Now, they may disagree to disagree, as they say, which is a bunch of nonsense. Right is right and wrong is wrong. And it doesn't matter if everybody goes along with what's wrong. If you're right, you hold the ground to being right. That's how things change, not the other way around. But again, I want to make clear that you understand, folks, who's ushering this in. Who's giving you the knowledge of all of this, friends? And how have they done that? through omission, by lowering the law of God, by lowering the enumerated laws found within the Constitution, which if they referenced when they were highlighting all of the crimes of the political ops, or should I say those that are in office to do the things that they're doing in assailing the American people and overthrowing we the people through policy. You know, one of those things that I like to say here is if you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 laws, because that will eradicate the 10,000 of man's commandments. Because why? Because they're null and void. Well, let me stop there for a moment. What are you talking about? It was Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, who said, where powers are assumed, not delegated, which have not been delegated, a nullification of the act is the rightful remedy. Do you realize how many things are in play right now where the American people actually believe that the government has a right to do it? Oh my goodness, folks. Oh my goodness. Again, there's three simple steps in understanding the purpose defined as our forefathers laid out as to how they are supposed to operate, and it's the opposite of what they're doing, and Americans wonder why they are looking at something foreign to who we are as a people, because your actors, your politicians that you've accepted as the good guys, those that are going to make America great again, you haven't come to the realization that they're doing the exact opposite. And why is that? Because of the fact that you live your life in such a way as well. When you try to justify what you see in these corrupt politicians and corrupt preachers of the day, and it's the preacher's fault, by the way, and it's their fault for making the choice to do so, Deuteronomy 30:19, when speaking of the politicians. But I do think people need to understand that it really comes down to us, again, righting the wrongs. And if we're not going to right the wrongs and take the time to know how to right the wrongs by knowing those founding documents, then we put ourselves in the position that we're in today. Hey, folks, I raise my hand every day and say, okay, Lord, what can we do to right the wrongs in this country? And I'm telling you, we're hard at work doing that. And that's exactly what we've been doing for the last 30 years. Now, listen, I got a lot of stuff I want to show you. Yesterday, I'd finished the show. We were talking about the Epstein list and the revelation of the Epstein list and the crimes that are being committed by these elitists. That's why they don't want to basically release the information and the names on the Epstein list. And when it came out once again, it was completely redacted. But what we found out concerning, again, what I highlighted yesterday is Donald Trump's name was actually revealed over 5,000 times on the Epstein files. This isn't speculation. This isn't theory. This is a fact. Just ask him, because every time he opens up his mouth, look the other direction, because that's what this individual is guilty of doing. And the reason I'm saying that is I went into Franklin cover-up case, Watergate, which was a cover-up, basically a distraction from child porn rings in Washington back in the 70s. We went over to Boys Town for a little bit. I played some audio of John DeCamp highlighting who was responsible for stealing kids through the CPS, through foster care. By the way, Halliburton was a huge part of that. CPS, they would steal kids. They would steal them from orphanages. They would steal them from foster care. They'd steal them from the CPS. And by the way, it's not hard to find. You can go online where you can actually watch Clinton's administration talking about how they're passing these bills. And then what they're doing is, under false pretenses, is saying this is for the good of the children, when in fact that was the beginning of seeing a big onslaught of millions of children that have gone missing in this country. But remember, folks, these elitists, as they like to be called, they prey on kids that have no parents. I'm going to come right back to that, and I'm going to highlight just that in a couple minutes.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen, or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mary Queen Scots said of that of the prophet John Knox in Scotland, the trumpet blast, that she feared his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. John Knox said of himself, considering myself called of my God to instruct the ignorant, comfort the sorrowful, confirm the weak, and rebuke the proud, by tongue and lively voice in these corrupt days, rather than to compose books for the age to come, seeing that so much is written and yet so little well observed, I decree to contain myself within the bounds of that vocation whereunto I found myself especially called. What is the purpose of magistrates, our said representatives, in the halls of government? 1 Peter 2:14 tells us, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, the Lord, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just going to go ahead and let those callers come in right now. 281-845-4704. Those that are watching us on social media platforms do understand we're broadcasting across the nation on live radio. Wanted to let you know again, 281-845-4704. I just want to give everybody a heads up. What you're going to hear is very disturbing. I'm just going to tell you that. I am going to tell you that you are going to hear things that are unimaginable. That's why they do what they do. And I'm just going to give it to you little by little. I'm going to spoon feed it to you because I'll tell you what, there was a day probably about 12, 13 years ago where it was at night. I couldn't sleep and I was scrolling for information concerning what it is that was pertinent and imperative for me to bring to the American people to basically make them aware of what's going on and why it's happening. And in the process of doing that, I ran into something called the Franklin cover-up case. And I started that book that night, and I read the whole book before I went to sleep. It so bothered me. Why? Because it's so unthinkable. What's happening to the American people today? The unthinkable. See, the American people haven't come up to the realization yet that they're being sold out to their enemies, and they don't understand the Judases that are selling them out are responsible for the crimes that I'm highlighting right now. And it's for the American people to understand, namely the church, to stand up and bring justice upon the heads of these that are perpetrating the crimes, especially against their children. Some will say, well, Bradley, that's, you know, what's the big deal with that? I understand you. I understand who you are, what you are. You are a reprobate. You are abandoned to your sin. You've allowed your government to murder 80 million babies in the womb because the government who illegally sanctioned the act in the first place wasn't held accountable when they did it. You know, and what's crazy about it is some people want to sit back and say, well, we're just going to pray about it. Well, here, I'll tell you what, 2 Kings 24, verse 4 tells you, for the innocent blood that's been shed in the land, he will not pardon it. You can pray until you're blue in the face. You can pray until you're blue in the face, but until you appease the Lord by bringing justice upon the heads of those that are responsible for just the act of abortion. We're not covering abortion right now, but that's number one. The second thing is these politicians that are destroying your country, that are being put up as saviors of mankind, are the ones that are responsible for the crimes that I'm going to highlight right now. Well, some will say that's the thing of the past. No, it's not. You're seeing what's going on with the Epstein files right now. And the more you see as to what's being released to the people, there is so much damning evidence concerning the man that's in the people's White House right now. It's irreversible. It's irreversible. And you know, on the other side, you see the said conservatives. Listen to me. They're not the conservatives. They're yesterday's liberals. They can call themselves whatever they want to call themselves. Okay? They're not conservatives. They're not preservatives. They're not stopping the putrefaction of immorality in our land. They're propping it up. They're promoting it. They're worshiping the ones that are responsible for committing crimes against their children. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the people that say after the release of the Epstein files come out, they say that I'm going to stand with Donald Trump all the more now than ever before. No joke. Take heed lest you stand, fools. Because you better understand where you stand and what you're standing against. You are propping up those that are guilty of the crime. Here, just let me give it to you directly from the mouths of so many. And I want you to hear this because this was something I played a long time ago. If you guys know who Jared Polis is, he is the governor, which didn't surprise me, that he was installed to be the governor of that state to take it down. And that's exactly why he's been appointed. I did a video on him 13 years ago highlighting the fact that the man was a pedophile like so many others that have been put into place. If it's not lesbians, then it's sodomites that are put into place to do what they're doing against you. Why? Because the Lord calls it an abomination. And those that choose to commit the act, they are abominable before the Lord. They're not sinners. They're an abomination. Cross-check me. 281-845-4704. Now, I want you to check this out. This is a representative in the state of Colorado, just to prove the point that the apple does not fall too far from the wicked abominable tree that needs to be cut and laid the axe to the root of. Listen to this representative.
These are the times that I am discouraged about my job as a representative and also just what happens here at the Capitol. We sat in a committee all day discussing whether or not somebody that buys little children, these are 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old kids, and they buy them for sex, that we tried to get a bill through. Representative Bradley sent one through that was going to put these buyers in jail. Right now, most of the time, they get off on probation, almost all the time.
Pedophiles.
They get off on probation after buying a child and raping a little child. And we tried to say, well, they need to at least serve a minimum of 4 years. And then we sat and listened to the Democrats fight against this bill, fight against putting these people in jail, and came up with all kinds of reasons, including that these buyers are victims themselves. This is very discouraging, and it's also very disgusting for me that they would actually defend this. And then they voted completely along party lines. The Democrats voted 100% that they did not want to put these pedophiles in jail.
Okay, so 100% of those that they call the left in Colorado voted against putting these people in jail. Why do you think that would be? If they're not preaching out against it, it's because they're guilty of it. You're not going to convince me otherwise. It's scripture, friends. If you don't stand against it, it's because you're guilty of it. You know, Charles Spurgeon said, case in point, Prince of Preachers from England over 150 years ago, he said, if you ever want to know why a man doesn't stand against sin, follow him home, you'll find out. I have right in front of us right now an article I did some time ago, and it is, I got a video appended into it where there's 87 politicians, which a good portion of them are said Republicans, that are in jail right now for the act of pedophilia. Okay, I know people want to just go ahead and point the fingers at the party they think is legitimate. It's no more legitimate than the one that you're standing on the side of. We're ruled by law, not the other way around. Okay, I have video here of former chief of the FBI, Ted Gunderson, highlighting the fact that this pedophilia amongst politicians and agencies is prevalent. Who's responsible for it? I also have an image posted right now where this is the Washington Times, June 29th, 1989. Homosexual prostitution inquiry ensnares VIPs with Reagan and Bush. They were taking call boys, little kids that were stolen from Boys Town, those that were stolen from foster care and CPS. They were busted giving them midnight tours through the White House as they were violating these young kids. Again, I wish people would come to the realization that this isn't a joke. I brought it up several times. If you have not seen The Conspiracy of Silence, you need to take the time. It's super easy to find. It's a documentary. I want you to listen to this. This is a documentary that exposed a network of religious leaders. Oh, that's a bad place to put yourself. And Washington politicians who flew children to Washington, D.C. They stole these children from orphanages, from foster care, from the CPS. Remember, the government incentivizes the CPS to steal children. Okay, but they were this documentary exposes DC and religious leaders for bringing these kids to Washington to have sex orgies so they can be compromised on film. That's how they're extorted. That's what's going on in your government right now. Many children suffered the indignity of wearing nothing but their underwear and a number displayed on a piece of cardboard hanging from their necks when being auctioned off in Las Vegas to foreigners in Toronto as well. This is not a game. This is what's going on. These are the same people that are playing your saviors that are guilty of these crimes. At last minute, before airing, an unknown congressman threatened the TV cable industry with restrictive legislation of this documentary, Conspiracy of Silence. It was already on TV Guide. And almost immediately, unknown persons who ordered all copies destroyed purchased the rights of the documentary. And a copy of this videotape was furnished anonymously to former Nebraska state senator, who I had a conversation with before he passed, attorney John DeCamp, who made it available to retired FBI agent Ted L. Gunderson. Well, on Tuesday, May 3rd, 1994, the video that, if you take the time to watch, Conspiracy of Silence, you need to understand that it was on Discovery Channel. It was supposed to air on the Discovery Channel. But influential members of your Congress back in the 90s applied pressure to the cable industry to stop the airing of the program and destroy all copies. Do you guys remember that movie, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, back in the 30s? Do you know when that movie came out, it was so close and allied to what was really going on in D.C. that those in government, the halls of government, did not want that movie released back then? So in other words, the mercy of the Lord is he has shed light upon this ever since its inception. And it's gotten way out of hand because people didn't do anything about it then. Okay? So going back to Conspiracy of Silence, it was also listed nationwide on April 30th to May 6th on the edition of TV Guide, Cross Check Me, and a newspaper supplement. It was already out for every public consumption. The Discovery Channel and Yorkshire Television was reimbursed for $500,000 production costs And John DeCamp has written an eye-opening peek into the CIA Boys Town, Franklin cover-up, Watergate, the list goes on, in the use of sex and politics. By the way, I can play video of this. Barney Frank was about it. He was bringing in Paul Benazzi, flying him in, who was a kid that was ripped off. Paul Benazzi's all over online if you want to cross-check this information. But I want to give you an itemized list on the other side, and I just want to show you how this is still in play today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
That's what we'll do. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. He also stated that the future and success of America is not in this Constitution, but in the laws of God upon which this Constitution is founded. Okay, so I'm going to get to this for the sake of time. Well, there's a couple things here. What's going on out there? I want to play this for you. This is a summation, very short, of the Franklin cover-up case. And I want you to understand, this is the reality of what's going on concerning the Epstein files. It also has everything in the world to do with P. Diddy. We also know that Erica Kirk was kicked out of Romania for child trafficking. We know that Greg Laurie, interconnected with the TPUSA, is now being sued by 12 victims for being child trafficked in Romania. They were working with the government people. Again, this is all out there for public consumption. You got to open up your eyes, people, as to how you're being played. These people are walking as close to the light as they possibly can. And the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15 that that's exactly what Satan does. He transforms his ministers into the angels of righteousness Beware, you judge them by their works, it tells us in verse 14 and 15 of 2 Corinthians 11.
Hey, internet friends.
Listen to
this.
I'm
not going to beat around the bush here. If you have delicate sensibility, and all of us who live in this country's history, and part of history is the scandals that are covered up by those who write history, right? So today I'm going to talk about a huge cover-up, and it's called the Franklin.
These are the kids defending themselves against politicians.
I'm going to try to summarize the entire scandal in under 5 minutes.
The Franklin cover-up begins with one man, a prominent Republican figure of the 1980s, Lawrence King, or Larry King, as he was known, and no, we're not talking about the talk show host. Larry King ran the Franklin Credit Union and a few other businesses in Franklin, Nebraska, a man who chartered private jets, hosted extravagant parties, and maintained bodyguards, was simply in charge of a credit union in a little town of Nebraska, which happened to be located near Boys Town, a Catholic institution for orphaned youth. King's bright yellow sports car was frequently seen on the Boys Town campus. And later, King was linked to embezzlement. He'd stolen over $40 million from the Franklin Credit Union, and his financial records revealed a close-knit relationship with Boys Town. King's lavish lifestyle burst into flames in 1988, just before the Republican National Convention, when seven victims of King's child abuse and prostitution stepped forward. The victims claimed that King took them to various parties that he threw for the Republican elite. And at these parties, the children were abused. Rusty Nelson, the photographer for Larry King, attended these parties, documenting powerful men in compromising positions with minors as a form of blackmail for King. In a court hearing in 1999, Rusty Nelson revealed his close relationship with King. Nelson relayed that he had witnessed King phone President Reagan when other individuals couldn't resolve a specific problem. In other words, a man with abuse and child prostitution allegations had a direct line to the then president. One of King's victims who spoke out 2 years before there even was a Franklin scandal was Paul Bonacci. Paul relayed that at the age of 8, he began attending King's parties as a child prostitute. Paul claimed that Democratic Senator Barney Frank had abused him, and he was given midnight tours of the White House, only to be taken to a separate location shortly thereafter and abused. A judge awarded $1 million to Paul in his testimony against King, but King never paid. The other victims who spoke out against King were awarded only doubt and contempt for naming their abuser. A list of 271 victims of King's abuse was compiled, all recalling the same story, being taken to parties by King and abused by prominent figures. The New York Times revealed that both federal and state investigators were given thousands of files from abused children and their testimonies, but instead of bringing those victims justice, Douglas County and federal grand juries ordered the files to be sealed, neglected to interview witnesses, and even filed charges of perjury. Both grand juries agreed that the two victims who spoke out were abused, but deduced that the adults they testified against were innocent. Instead of getting these victims the help they so desperately needed, the state-appointed attorney only mocked the allegations. Some of the victims were thrown in jail and discredited by local media. Larry King was never called to testify. Evidence shown to the grand jury had been tampered with. Victims were targeted as a result of their testimonies. After giving his testimony, one victim was found in a hospital room dead. There was evidence that he was drugged and beaten prior to his death. In total, there were 15 suspicious deaths surrounding the Franklin cover-up. In 1993, a documentary detailing the Franklin cover-up called The Conspiracy of Silence was produced by the Discovery Channel. In the day it was set to be aired, it didn't. Rumors were that someone paid $500,000 to revoke the television rights. But now you can find the documentary online and watch it. So why is the Franklin cover-up important to bring up now? I believe if we never learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it.
The media immediately started discrediting the witnesses.
The media started to discredit the witnesses.
The World Herald, especially, as the criminals.
The last three victim witnesses were demolished by the press, particularly the Omaha World Herald.
And they didn't ask me very much about Larry King or even Alan Bear at all. They treated the allegations that I made about the people who abused me almost like a joke.
Apparently,
some alt-right folks were combing through Clinton campaign emails hacked by Russia and published by WikiLeaks and noticed there seems to be more references to pizza and pizzerias than they had expected.
By the way, he was on the Epstein files as well, this crook.
Fell for the Clinton Podesta sex ring theory. So WikiLeaks.
Okay, so folks, you see how this works. They even after the kids were abused people, they charged the kids, the victims. Many of them died or they were thrown into jail and discredited by the mainstream media. That's the kind of stuff people need to pay attention to. I also want to highlight this. You all have seen Kid Rock, this little, folks, listen, I come from the music world. I'm endorsed. I'm on the same plateau, accessibility wise. I played with the big boys, got the hat, the t-shirt. When you start seeing what they're putting on the scene right now, folks, there is so little talent given to the people. But because they've been demoralized and compromised, they have been put in a position of being, well, let's just say a stand-in as a gatekeeper or as a standard to lower the expectation of what should be expected. And that happens when you get your eyes off of Christ, Acts 17:31. But one of those little greasy weasels is none other than Kid Rock. And again, I just want you to consider that Hollywood in the music entertainment is filled with these sorts of people. They are installed to do what they're doing to lower morale in this country because then they can be controlled. Look at this. This is none other than Kid Rock. He's got songs out there called Cool Daddy Cool. Young ladies, I like them underage, see? Some say that's statutory, but I say it's mandatory. Or how about his song American B.A., okay? I'm an American B.A. He's just a little greasy weasel that couldn't make the ranks, friends. And listen to his lyrics. I am an American B.A. Watch me kick. You can roll with rock or you can suck my... Then he says it, right? I'm a porno flick. I'm like Amazing Grace. I'm going to blank some hoes after I rock this place. And then they go on with his lyrics, friends. I do a whole show on the music and the lyrics and what they stand for. But somebody want to tell me why this is the guy that they're using for the halftime? You want to tell me why TPUSA is putting up this immoral little greasy, weaselly individual? Spokesman for Mega Pedophiles. Kid Rock's recorded song, Cool Daddy, young ladies, I like him underage. It's a picture of him and Donald Trump hanging out. Folks, it's the same thing with P. Diddy. It's the same thing with what you're seeing in the music industry over and over and over again. So maybe this is why Donald Trump wants this all to go away. Because people have been bringing this to the light for a long time, and the Lord looks to those that will stand up and fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, and see it through. Because what America needs all across the boards is judgment. And yes, we know judgment begins in the house of God, but when it starts there, the real ones need to jump out of the fire and get busy and start enforcing the laws and executing them unto judgment upon the heads of those that are guilty of crimes against our children. Folks, and it's not just the politicians, it's the judges as well. It is those in the halls of government that need to be held accountable for allowing, for being soft on these criminals. Remember what I said, soft judges produce hardened criminals. We got to get this right, people, and we can. The only way that this is going to continue on and the only way anybody can sit back and say there's nothing we can do about it is because we don't want to. Hey, folks, we need to be outside of ourselves. We need to be transported from ourselves and ask for the Holy Ghost through repentance, Acts 5:32, and ask that the Lord will empower us to deal with these people because I believe that His mercy is sufficient to do just that, not just here in America, but worldwide, friends. But let's first start here at home. I got John calling in. John, thanks for hanging on. You got about 30 seconds, guy. It's all yours.
Yes, sir. I was just thinking if a female version of Skeletor was actually a journalist, maybe she would have asked David Bowman why he changed his name 3 times before he became vice president. Oh. I think it's a Milikowski kind of thing.
Oh, right. Of course. Yep, you're welcome.
Thank you, Bradley.
I'd also ask, check out Michael Aquinos. John, and tell me what your thoughts about that are, because if you look at Michael Aquinas, who is the head of the Satanic Church, the Temple of Seth, who was in the military, a lot of people are looking at him and saying, that looks like somebody's daddy. And if you look at J.D. Vance, there's a lot of similarities. What are your thoughts on that? Folks, gotta go. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Got social media platforms over there as well as sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you for the orders as well. Your orders are going out first thing in the morning. See ya.